Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. From the gospel appointed for today, the last two verses. And Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said to him, "Rabbi, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way. The healing of blind Bartimaeus is a wonderful example and sign of Jesus' mercy and compassion and power extended to the poor and the sick and the helpless. Jesus is passing through Jericho with his disciple, and when the blind beggar yells and tries to get his attention, Jesus stops and he responds to the messianic title, Son of David. For this is indeed the Son of David. And here Bartimaeus experiences his own personal fulfillment of the promise spoken long ago through the prophet. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you. The eyes of the blind shall be open. Or as we heard in Jeremiah today, with weeping they shall come, and with pleas for mercy I will lead them back. Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus shows himself to be the true, merciful, saving, eye-opening Son of David. And he says to Bartimaeus, "What do you want me to do for you?" What a question. Not surprisingly, the blind man asked for his sight to be restored. Bartimaeus, the blind beggar, receives exactly what he asked for, and his sight is restored. Jesus tells him, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." And the word is sozo. Your faith has saved you. You see, his faith in Jesus the Messiah is confirmed and rewarded so that his restored sight is a symptom of restoration that is more complete and more holistic and more real. It is spiritual as well as physical. Bartimaeus has been saved in both body and soul, and in joyful, grateful response, the formerly blind, former beggar, immediately follows Jesus on the way. He has to go after Jesus because, you see, Jesus didn't stick around to celebrate with Bartimaeus or see how he adjusted to his new life of restored sight. Jesus is already on his way up the road. You have to keep in mind, you see, that in this gospel pericope, Jesus is en route. His destination is no secret, and neither is his purpose. In the previous couple of chapters of Mark, Jesus has told his disciples plainly, no less than three times, that he is going to Jerusalem. And he is going there to suffer and to die and to be raised. The disciples, of course, don't get it. And you need to understand that, too, to understand this story of the healing of Bartimaeus in all its saving glory. Bartimaeus, you see, is really everything that the disciples are not. He is a blind man. They have been eyewitnesses, seeing with their own eyes all that Jesus has done and taught throughout his ministry. Bartimaeus is a beggar who knows himself to be at the very bottom. The disciples, on the other hand, have spent much of the trip from Galilee arguing about which of them is the greatest. and how things will come out on who will come out on top in the kingdom. Bartimaeus cries out for Jesus' mercy because of who Jesus is. The disciples look for special favors because they think they have an inside track. You see, in the passage right before our gospel reading today, immediately before it, and right after Jesus has told his disciples for the third time that he is going to Jerusalem to suffer and die and rise from the dead, two of the disciples come to Jesus. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, have a simple request. "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." Say, what? I think this is a miracle story too. The miracle in that story is that Jesus did not dope slap these two disciples into next week. Instead, their Lord and ours asked them exactly the same thing he asked Bartimaeus. "What do you want me to do for you?" That is an astonishing question. The Son of David, God's Messiah, the one with all power and authority, not giving orders and issuing commands, but asking, "What do you want me to do for you?" It's a servant's question. It's a slave's question. Whoever would be first among you must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve. He came not to tell you what to do for him, but to ask you what you want him to do for you. And when James and John asked for luxury box seats in the kingdom of God, Jesus told them that they didn't know what they were asking, that it doesn't work that way, that even he himself, their Lord, came to make himself a servant. So serving, not ruling, is what greatness in the kingdom is about. So that happens right before our text. So the disciples still had all that stuff about serving and being served, about who's first and who's last. They still had that slave's question on the lips of their Lord ringing in their ears when they got to Jericho. And then this blind beggar yelling like a maniac interrupts their little traveling theological seminar. And he wasn't asking for special treatment or unique privileges, but he's simply throwing himself on the mercy of the Messiah. Do you think that James and John blushed when they heard Jesus ask Bartimaeus exactly the same question he had asked them? "What do you want me to do for you?" Do you think that they had learned the difference between the dependable, saving mercy of Jesus and their own ambitions to have a guaranteed privilege? Have we learned the difference between the two? When we hear Jesus ask Bartimaeus what he wants Jesus to do for him, we need to hear the echo of the same question put to the clueless disciples. And we need to hear Bartimaeus's oh-so-different answer, "Have mercy, let me recover my sight." That is the sharpest possible contrast to what the disciples wanted. "Grant us to sit, one at your right and one at your left, in your glory." And so, my friends, today, our Lord Jesus, Son of David, asks you, "What do you want me to do for you?" You might be tempted, like the disciples, to push all the buttons on the divine vending machine, to go for the jackpot on this messianic ATM and see if you can get as much as you can. But answer instead with Bartimaeus, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Let me recover my sight and see you as you are, as my Lord who came to serve and not to be served. Serve me at your table. My faith is in you, and in you I am saved and healed. Let me follow you on the way, your way, to life through your cross. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.